You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George. Hour number three, got plenty to get into. Brian Johnson, bottom of the hour. He'll preview tonight's game. Nichols and Southern Miss over at the Shrine on Airline. And we are your home for Colonel Athletics. You'll hear that game coming up at 6:30 tonight. Coming up next segment, Kenny Farrell, coach of the Jesters. He will preview tonight's USA-Chile friendly on the pitch as they the win last week on Thursday. So we'll have some fun with that. And leading things off, though, we normally speak to him on Friday, but kind of big news in the world of MMA about Conor McGregor retiring. So Rafael Esparza out in the desert is going to chat with us here a little bit to open things up. What's up, Rafael? How are you doing today?
Pretty good. I've been traveling the world of the West Coast, Vegas to San Diego, to San Diego to Phoenix right now. So I get to watch some baseball today and some hockey. Blackhawks are in Arizona, so I'm going to watch the Blackhawks play some Coyotes tonight.
You got to check out the Cubbies, buddy. Can you believe the regular season starts on Thursday?
I can't believe that for us handicappers and odds makers. Why do you do this? Can't you start baseball after March Madness?
One of the things I want to ask you, obviously with odds, we can talk again a little bit on Friday, but right now, who has the best odds as winning the World Series?
Oh, it's between the two powerful AL East teams, Yankees and Red Sox. I mean, a lot of tickets still being written on both teams. And I hate to say this, and we'll probably get more into this on Friday, but the St. Louis Cardinals getting a lot of love. They did some nice pickups, Andrew Miller, Paul Goldschmidt. I got them winning the division, maybe the Brewers winning a wild card, and we're scratching our heads wondering why we didn't do anything in the trade with our free agent.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's going to be interesting to see where the season sort of goes. There's always a surprise team or so that happens, and obviously injuries can affect it. But we'll go through the whole list of teams and some of the odds and some of the storylines on Friday, man, as it is opening weekend. But I got you on because I want to talk about Conor McGregor. So he announced his retirement. A, did you see this sort of coming, and how big a blow is it for MMA? Dana White saying, if I was him, I'd do it too. So it kind of doesn't seem like he's almost like just enough already.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, I just watched his interview of Jimmy Fallon the other day, and he says he's made enough money. He doesn't need it. He's got a lot of stuff offer. I mean, we already put odds. Of course, we put odds up already. Will he fight again in 2019, plus 180? Fights in 2020, plus 250? Will he be arrested again? Will he fight Conor McGregor? I mean, we're going to go all in. I would not be shocked if WWE throws a big part-time contract to him because they're losing Ronda Rousey and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. So maybe they can get two for one, and maybe they can get Gronk and McGregor, and then they lose Brock and Ronda Rousey. I would not be shocked if Conor McGregor makes movies, but it does not shock me. And the amount of money that he was asking to fight for UFC, they just don't do those kind of contracts. He got to taste that boxing money, and now he wants more money for fights. So why go to the UFC? That does not shock. I think he boxes before he fights the UFC again.
You mentioned Rafael, Ronda Rousey, and Conor. Those were two names that even if you don't follow the MMA sport, you kind of, you know, they when I say crossed over, I think people that don't, they were marketable. Yeah. They were people that, you know, you could see them on a billboard or something, come across each other, like you knew their names. Does MMA have people that can replace that so far? Does it kind of seem like, at least to me, since I don't follow it as much as maybe others, that it's kind of in one of those dip cycles of a roller coaster?
Well, if you're UFC, you're thank God that John Bones Jones won his last fight because now they can maybe bank on him. But again, it didn't really shock that Conor McGregor announced his retirement today. But if you're, let's say, if John Bones Jones loses or gets arrested for drugs again, which most likely he probably will, then if you're UFC, you're scratching your head saying, okay, now we just lost one, but two. And I'm sorry, McGregor sold a lot more pay-per-views than Bones Jones because a lot of people are still mad at Bones Jones for what he's done with UFC.
So, especially like on the women's side too, right? I mean, are they trying to find new faces?
Yeah, this one girl that just fought on ESPN Plus was 21. Maggie, I can't really pronounce her last name correctly. She won her first UFC. They're banking on her. Holly Holm just signed a brand new UFC contract. So there's a couple names, but they already lost Chris Cyborg. She's no longer at UFC because she wanted more money. So, again, UFC is going to need to start pulling up some big names if they want to start selling pay-per-views, because boxing right now is taking over. They have, I mean, UFC, you still have to pay $60 for the pay-per-views, where boxing, you can go to ESPN Plus or you can watch The Zone for they just changed the rate, $19.99 for The Zone Boxing. Who wants to pay $60 for UFC pay-per-view if there's really no big name?
Yeah, I was going to say, it does kind of seem like boxing's kind of getting a little bit of a resurgence here. And obviously, we follow the Ruguru around here. But you are kind of starting to see maybe, again, I've said this before, when they went nothing but pay-per-view, I think that hurt boxing. And to your point, you have the Friday night fights on ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, now you got Friday night fights on ESPN. Fox Sports still has their boxing deal. So you got boxing, PBC on Fox, PBC on Fox Sports, ESPN Plus, and DAZN. So you get all those for under $30 instead of paying for a $60 UFC pay-per-view event, where, again, you can hardly pronounce these guys' names or you have no clue who these guys. And don't forget, DC Cormier is also retiring from UFC this year. His is last year. He's not re-signing up. He wants to do more broadcasting. So, again, UFC losing another big name of Cormier going.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Rafael. We'll talk again, coming up this weekend. Going to ask you, obviously, Nurkic suffers that compound fracture for the Portland Trailblazers. How big a loss is that for Portland? It's pretty big. I mean, obviously on the court, because does it hurt their odds and chances of in the playoffs?
Not really, but I was getting ready to eat lunch, but thank you for reminding me what his leg looked
like. Yeah, don't go look at it. Don't go look at it.
Thank you for that reminder, because I think I've watched it three times on accident. So, but yeah, it's going to hurt Portland's chances, but I don't think we knew Portland was going to come out of the first round anyway. So it's not like they were contenders, especially I think right now the way Oklahoma City getting healthy, the way Golden State's been playing. I didn't see Portland going out, maybe getting close to the second round.
All right, final thing for you, since when we talk again on Friday, you'll have four games that we can go over. LSU, Michigan State, Auburn, UNC, Houston, Kentucky, Virginia Tech, Duke. But Thursday, you have Florida State, Gonzaga. Who you like?
Got to go with the Zags. I think if it wasn't for Zion being 365 days mentioned on ESPN, I think it's been more mentioned than LeBron James, Gonzaga's probably playing the best ball than all the number one teams. So give me the Zags.
Purdue taking on Tennessee.
I got to root for the Big Ten, and I'm in the car with my brother-in-law, who's an IU grad. So I'm going boiler up. Purdue wins.
All right, Texas Tech and Michigan.
I like Michigan. I think Michigan's defense is going to bother them. We're not be shocked. That's probably going to be the closest game, Texas Tech-Michigan. It's probably going to be the least watched game, probably, just because people don't even realize Texas Tech has a college basketball team.
All right, any shot the Oregon Ducks can take out the one seed, Virginia.
I like Oregon. I mean, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. First one to score 40 wins, but I just like the athleticism of Oregon right now. They've been playing hot since January, since the end of January. They're getting healthy. I think they finally realized who they are when Bull went out, and now they're playing much better ball game. I think Virginia goes out again. I think Oregon wins that game. Give me the +8.5. It's going to be put up to 9, too.
Oh, I like that. Thinking of the numbers, as always. Thank you, Rafael. Give us a buzz over at Phoenix. You better be heading over to Mesa. Cubbies about to throw out the first pitch and get going over there.
I will be, and then hopefully the Blackhawks can steal a win in Phoenix
today. There you go, man. I appreciate it, man. And we'll talk again on Friday. Be safe.
Yeah. Talk to you guys on Friday.
Yep, at VSI Doc Sports, the way to follow Rafael over on Twitter. Jordan, when you look at the Sweet 16 in the four games Thursday, the four games on Friday, I think they're all going to be really good games. And again, 10 years it's been since you've had the one, the twos, and the threes all advance. So we'll see how it goes. What's the smirk for? What are you smirking
That's
for?
That's more of a nervous smirk.
Why are you nervous?
I need Florida State to beat Gonzaga.
Oh, you're looking at your bracket. I knew this was all about the bracket for you. What are you ranked again?
Second. I'm in second. Tied for second place.
Okay.
But I need Tennessee to lose also. because there's a couple people that picked Tennessee. I need Purdue to pull it out.
So let's see. This just got posted 15 minutes ago. The NFL's competition committee has introduced a new proposal for expanding replay that would allow some non-calls to be reviewed. So this is a response to the nearly three-hour meeting Monday in which all 32 coaches expressed support for finding a way to create or correct clear and obvious officiating mistakes no matter how they happen. Oh, that's interesting. So I guess that is 6B. And Coach Sean Payton spoke a little bit about that earlier today, specifically saying, you know, one of those things that you need to do is to kind of correct this, you know. Payton speaking at the owner meetings today, and he said, look, coaches met yesterday for 2.5 hours. It's the best meeting I've been a part of in my 13 years. He said, people would stop me, and I'm not complaining at all. It's just trying to think forward here. As he said, no matter where he went since that call, people have always talked to him about that. Payton says he and Steelers coach Mike Tomlin, both members of the competition committee, led Monday's coaches meetings. And so we'll see, again, if that's up to vote or not. Bruce Arians, new head coach of the Buccaneers, says it was 32-0. Hopefully our voice will be heard. So the way this works is competition committee is the coaches. They meet. They say, owners, look at this. You have to imagine if it's a unanimous vote like this. You have to consider it. So, yes, you're John Elway. And Stephen Jones of the Cowboys that act like the world is flat, let's not sail. Just archaic thinking. The NFL is going to open Pandora's box. Stop it.
Pandora.
Stop it.
Pandora, that Pandora box.
Pandora's box.
Did create some problems.
Yeah. Elway needs to worry about finding a quarterback. I know he traded for Flacco, but you know what I'm talking about. Now, the coaches do differ on details. Raiders coach John Gruden says he worries about frame-by-frame analysis of pass interference calls, but he did join others in suggesting that the existing replay official sits in a press box at stadiums could alert referees to clear and obvious mistakes. That's all I'm saying, right? The NFC Championship game happens, and I get it, and I still see it on social media. Get over it. I get it. When it's your team, though, in that moment, kind of a big game. It's just, you use it for everything. Again, in the NBA, you can retroactively go back and call a foul. Like every other sport, there's a way to do things like that and correct it. In baseball, safer out, things that, you know, play that, you know, sort of take and play. I don't understand it. This isn't difficult. This isn't going to add time to the game. This isn't going to stop. Like, it's laughable when you hear John Elway talk about this. But let's just quote, change the fabric of the game. What are you talking about? Change the fabric of the game. Don't you want to get it right? It's nuts. It is nuts.
Technology? Why use that?
Like I said, it's interesting, and even in the story on ESPN.com, it does bring up Peyton's quote about, which I thought was interesting, and it stood out to me, about now that people bet as much as they do, you probably need to make sure you get it right. I thought that's interesting. Here's a head coach of a team saying, look, I know, because remember, that game, sports books gave back money. Because they thought that the game was not fair. They gave back money. Vegas doesn't like to give back money. They gave back money. Sean Payne saying, look, times that a million when people can bet $4,000 on their phone and hit and click with Caesars. And they hit click for a score here. And then the last drive, click, they hit all of those. And the last drive in a call like that takes place and, you know, there's nothing in the account. I'm not even talking about the avid gambler. That's not what we're going for. All of a sudden, our children going to have $20, $40 in it. We're not going to be perfect, but certainly you have to appear like you're trying to be. So, yeah, Sean Payton saying, one second. You know, because as he's saying, you can bet as the drive's going on. It's funny. First and 10.
Yeah, there's an app where you can say, oh, fire, this player's on fire.
Yeah, no, and
put
then,
double and the money on it.
Then that call happens. Whoa-oh. Sports Hangover continues next. We'll talk with Kenny Farrell. 800-998-1003, Brian Johnson, bottom of the hour. Hey, the good news. Saints have signed tight end Jared Cook. It became official earlier this morning. 2 years, $15.5 million. $8 million guaranteed. Can make up to 19 with some of the incentives. But yes, tight end Jared Cook, Jordan the intern, your new tight end for your New Orleans Saints. Kind of a nice offseason for your black and gold.
Huda.
Huh? That's right.
Huda.
That's right. That's what I like to hear. Talk a little soccer, football, coming up next on ESPN New Orleans.
Markdown Madness is going on now at Dunton Chevrolet with a full court press on savings on every Chevrolet in our inventory. We have the vehicles that drive the Bayou region with a slam dunk and thousands in savings and the home court advantage on pre-owned vehicles too with zero down and only $216 a month. And for those of you with less than perfect credit, our new Fresh Start program is ready to get you financed. It's Markdown Madness, so go online to DuntonChevrolet.com for all our Markdown specials because the deals are at Dunton. Dunton Chevrolet in Thibodaux. With proof credit, stock number U1905 plus tax, title, license, and dealer fees.
If you or someone you know is injured in a car accident, call the Gavely Law Group. It's important to have an advocate in your corner. Car accidents are some of the most frequent causes of personal injury. At the Gavely Law Group, they know how to deal with insurance companies to get you the maximum compensation. Protecting your rights is their first priority, and they won't let an insurance company pressure you into accepting less compensation than you deserve. Get Gavery Law Group and get results at 985-223-4400 or follow them on Facebook.
Archie Manning here for Thibodaux Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state-licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Uber has been doing a ton of great things this last year, and Uber Rewards is going to make you love Uber even more. With Uber Rewards, you'll get rewarded for things you're already doing. Every eligible dollar you spend on rides and Uber Eats earns you points that unlock amazing benefits, like Uber Cash, complimentary surprise upgrades, flexible cancellations, and so much more. Your life is about to get more rewarding thanks to Uber. Get all the info and terms at uber.com/rewards. That's uber.com/rewards.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Jordan, the intern, do you have a soccer jersey? U.S. men's national team soccer jersey.
No, but I have a Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Okay, the Netherlands one. Mm-hmm.
But you do not They're have so nice. One from your own country.
No, I do not. You want to buy me one?
It's kind of part of the problem with USA soccer, isn't it, right now?
It is. It is a problem.
The That's Netherlands, huh?
Roaming the world.
Wow.
It's a nice jersey.
You were born here, right?
Correct.
Just making sure. Okay. Waiting to get head coach Kenny Farrell here, see if he gets a hold of it. I think he did the same thing on Friday. I think he's just enjoying the weather outside. ESPN2 is going to have the game tonight. Ian Dark and Taylor Twillman had a little preview and play for you on the game.
They've reeled off three straight wins for new coach Greg Berhalter. Now can they make it four? No U.S. coach in history has done that. They're playing Chile, though, have won the last two Copa America. So what are we looking for from this one, Taylor?
Hopefully an opponent that's more engaged than the way Ecuador was, right? And when you look at the previous three games, Ian, I think it's fair to say that Chile is going to be up to the challenge. I think you're going to see a different type of game. I don't think they're going to sit in and defend the way Ecuador did. I think they're going to try to high press, get after the United States. And I also think it's a different test. I don't think Greg Berhalter and his staff can set up the way they did against Ecuador. It's also going to be interesting to see how many changes does he make to the lineup.
Well, he's saying quite a few, isn't he? Including the goalkeeper, Ethan Horvath, is going to play. We know that much anyway.
Yeah, and I think you'll see maybe four or five changes. But then again, I think you'll also maybe see a tactical change. This is all about assessing players before the Gold Cup this summer. And for Chile, it's about assessing players before Copa America. I think you're going to get the stiffest test of the four games of Greg Berhalter's career so far.
And a little bit of focus as ever on Christian Pulisic. He hasn't scored for the U.S. for quite a while now.
Yeah, and this is a trial of a year for him, right? First time, I think, in his entire life he's probably had some real adversity. I also look at that Ecuador game, and I think there's questions whether or not he would have been better suited, maybe playing in a wide position when the game was very tight. He doesn't look extremely comfortable when players are always around him centrally. But I think Christian needs to have some fun. I think he needs to enjoy the game a little bit more, especially with the amount of pressure he's going to endure going to Chelsea. It's going to be interesting to see what we get from Pulisic on Tuesday night.
And that game you can watch at US against Chile, 7:55 Eastern on Tuesday on ESPN2.
So that's a little preview from the gentlemen who are going to be calling the game. I'm kind of looking forward to it and kind of checking it out here a little bit as well. I mean, again, you heard Gold Cup, what's coming up this summer, and it's something, you know, obviously they haven't played very well, the U.S. in there. We talked with Coach on Friday about it, how excited should I get about the win against Ecuador, and he said, well, you know. And you just kind of heard those guys sort of say it, too. Ecuador won exactly that. This is a much better opponent. Much better opponent, so let's go see. I think it is interesting, Taylor making that mention about Christian Pulisic, about the pressure and stuff. And if you remember, obviously, going into the World Cup, I mean, he's kind of been kind of tabbed as the next, the hope of U.S. soccer. You know, 19, 20 years old and being the hope. Now, you made the face there. It's kind of LeBron expectations. You got to come through in a sport where really
19-20, huh?
One goal is a lot. So, yeah, look at he's, you know, been transferred, traded for those that don't follow it, essentially, to Chelsea, one of a top premier team, name-wise recognition. So, we'll see. Be honest, you don't watch. Why?
I don't what?
Do you watch? Are you going to watch tonight?
I would like to. I would like to start watching soccer because I do like watching it.
Well, again, I'm paying attention just because I want to kind of see what this next. I mean, I get the process is 2 years to qualify and the next. I get that.
That's not like how long it is to.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that too. It's, you know, it takes forever, but that's just it. When they don't play very often, you have a little stretch of games here where they'll play before obviously getting ready for the summer. So I'm just paying attention. That's all. I guess this all comes down to 800-998-1003. Also, we'll focus on this a little bit more tomorrow because this kind of came out early at the owners' meetings before we sort of set today's show. And tomorrow, I want to make this a bigger part of the show. And it's the NFL coming out this morning and saying part of their 100-year anniversary, they're asking every NFL team to select via fan vote the four biggest plays in franchise history. Four biggest plays in franchise history. You, myself, and Brian already this morning have come up with, I mean, there's way more than four. Right? And how you narrow them down to four is going to be pretty difficult. Again, the franchise has been around a while. It's hard to sometimes look past 2009, right? I mean, just in the two games, the NFC Championship game and Super Bowl, ambush, There's Porter pick.
There's four in the playoffs.
I mean,
that year.
I'm just saying. I mean, Hartley's kick, Dempsey, Gleason block punt. I mean, it. I don't know how you pick.
Pick six.
Pick four.
Well, yeah.
It's going to be hard. So tomorrow we'll kind of see if we could somehow narrow them down to four or hear what your four would be. So think about them. Because you can come up with them right now. It doesn't just start flying. I get it. Totally. Can you narrow them down to four? Gleason. Now, the Saints are going to put this up, obviously, for votes on their website, and the votes are going to determine it. But even still, they can't put up 100, so they're going to have to narrow them down.
The one with Gleason's definitely going to be in there.
You think Gleason's block punt is one of the four best plays in franchise history?
It has to be, because that's what gave rebirth to this city.
Well, it's given it's become the play that's symbolic to it.
It's the play that started off this whole culture of New Orleans Saints football. I think that's the best way to put it.
So now you're down to three. I'm with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think Steve Gleason's punt block is and the fact that even still to this day, anytime the Saints make a play on a punt block.
It gives me chill. Yeah.
I'm talking about the fact he tweets hashtag never punt. I mean, the guy is great for that. I mean, I love it, especially when it comes against the Falcons. Haven't you learned never punt? I mean, it's great. And just last season, Taysom Hill, I mean, the block punts almost become synonymous with, like, you know, it's a big play. So I'm with you. I think of my four, it's going to be hard for you to convince me to not include that play. The Tracy Porter pick six has to be one. It sealed the Super Bowl win.
I agree with you.
Or do you? No.
But it,
no.
We were already in the lead, though.
No. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The Tracy Porter pick six Super Bowl.
I know, but I would put.
You're saying in the lead, but the Colts score, they'd be in the lead, my friend. And they were driving. They were on the other side of the 50.
But I'm just going in order for right now. But mm-hmm. I would put Garrett Hartley's in front of that. Garrett Hartley to send the Saints to the Super Bowl would have to be number two.
You can't.
How?
Because one won the Super Bowl, one put you in the Super Bowl. Look, I hear you. It's good.
Garrett Hartley essentially won you the Super Bowl also. You know how many?
I agree. Four kicks of 40-plus yards. It was an NFL record. I know. I'm with you. Four. You get four plays. You just took one away, gave it to Gleason's block punt. You're down to three. They got to matter. Each play, to me, has to be one that. Now, you see, I text y'all earlier. I said the Hakeem drops the ball.
No.
And you said no. It's the first playoff win for the Saints. Ever.
It didn't start up anything.
It's the first playoff win.
Yeah, but it didn't start up anything like the Gleason started up this whole era of Saints.
Dude, it's the first playoff win. See, you don't remember it.
I don't. But
okay.
No. I think the I think the call was more symbolic.
Sir, everyone listening knows they were going to drive down the field and score. The Rams were going to score. Like, it was like, no way.
I don't agree with the Hakeem drops the ball.
Okay.
It might just be before my time, but that's just my opinion.
Do we not include Dempsey's kick, which was then and lasted a long time?
No.
The longest field goal.
No. Even though as much.
At the point to where pretty much for almost 40 years of the franchise's existence, it was the only thing in the Hall of Fame. The Dempsey kick in the shoe. The return for a touchdown on the opening play. It's going to be hard. We'll do this tomorrow. We'll debate it back and forth. We'll have some fun with it. We'll take a quick break. We come back. We'll preview tonight's matchup here in Metairie. Nichols taking on Southern Miss baseball. Brian Johnson, voice of the Colonels, is up next. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Tunes that you know and love so.
At Advanced Eye Institute in Cut Off is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
You travel a lot, don't you?
Well, in business, yes. In basketball, never.
Well, if you're traveling for work, La Quinta by Wyndham has what you need to win on the road.
I mean, you get a spacious work area right in your room, plus charging areas for at least 5 devices.
And do not forget their hearty, bright side breakfast with waffles, eggs, and meat.
Oh, that's a triple threat.
It's like having home court advantage even when you're away.
Step up your road game and win at business with La Quinta.
Get the best rate guaranteed when you book at LQ.com.
Swish.
Napa Know-How. The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Napa Know-How.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Brian Johnson wants the way to follow the voice of the Nickel Colonels. That is the way to do so. Brian Johnson won over on Twitter. Brian, what's going on this afternoon, man? How are you?
Happy birthday to Tim Grubb. Thank you for letting me sit in your broadcast booth tonight to call some Colonel Baseball.
I know. Right down the street from Casa de Kattengill on the Shrine on Airline, you're going to be hosting my Southern Miss Golden Eagles. Brian, before we get to tonight's game, nice weekend series win for the Colonels.
Yeah, we've got a nice little four-way tie going on for fifth place in the Southland Conference, and all of these games at home that you can win in extra innings or win by a run or two, you cherish them. Every game continues to be close with this Colonel program. It started last Wednesday, that tough extra inning loss to number 7 LSU. But A&M Corpus Christi came in third out of 299 Division I teams in batting average. They were hitting .329. They had wins against Ohio State and UT Arlington. They were 4-2 in conference. They hit .242 for the weekend. They have 2 extra base hits. They lose 2 out of 3. And the only Colonel loss this weekend was another tough extra-inning loss on Saturday, but you bounce back. You have the freshman takeover on Sunday. You get a freshman left fielder to hit his first college home run. Freshman left-handed pitcher, he's now 4-0. Shane Mejia got the win. And then you have another true freshman in Tyler Ferriero that goes 3 1/3 innings of perfect relief to get his first career save. That was a nice rookie trifecta for Nichols on Sunday. And now they're feeling pretty good, 5-4, and hosting one of the hottest teams in the Gulf Coast in Southern Miss.
You know, one of the things, obviously, that I remember going back to the beginning of the season when we spoke with Coach here on the show about his team, and we talked about it last week, just players learning and trying to find your identity this year. And look, obviously you want to start out a certain way, but it's once you do figure out, you do have enough games in a schedule that you can kind of get going in the right direction. I guess what I'm trying to say, Brian, is you're seeing this team play better baseball as of late than when the season started.
Yeah, it's fun that you go into a week and you know how that collective chemistry will help you in close games where there isn't a fractured mindset. It's not just a bunch of veteran guys that are they're trying to finish their career on a high note, and maybe you have some challenges that pop up along the way as they try to finish their career on a high. You've got a young team, and the veterans that you have back, they've been four-year starters. So when Ethan Valdez has something to say, no one questions it, and then the rest of these freshmen and first-year players fall in line. They've been able to find a foundation defensively with all of these new changes, with these 7 new position players and and, of course, a whole revamped rotation. But it is fun to watch a guy like Adam Tarver, that was one of the best relievers in the country 2 years ago, won seven games out of the pen, has eight saves. He tears his rotator cuff 14 months ago. He hasn't pitched since then, may never pitch again. Met with Coach Thibodeau last year and said, you know, if I pick up the stick, if I start swinging, I don't have that 18-month rehab time. What can we do? He played third base at Parkview Baptist in Baton Rouge in high school. He is the starting first baseman for Nichols. He's never played first base. And then he goes out at LSU last Wednesday, and he hits two home runs. So you've got some things that are happening that you really take notice of, and you kind of sit back and wonder, huh, well, we've had veteran teams the last couple of years and have limped towards the finish line, have been 500 in conference, have made the conference playoffs, but this team is off to a better start than any of those teams the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a lot of close losses, but they're 20th in the country in ERA, and they continue to pitch and play defense really well. Now they're getting timely hits. This is the stretch. I can't wait to see what happens at Lamar this weekend, then at Northwestern State, but you really have to feel confident that this team has started to find their way, and it's going to lead to some fun games in April and May.
It's kind of what I was going to touch on. Brian Johnson, voice of the Colonels. You can catch that game here tonight, 6:30 on ESPN New Orleans. Lamar Northwestern on the road, the two weekend series in between there, Southern and tonight, Southern Miss, which is New Orleans. It's not, you know, down there in Thibodeau. So I guess, is this a team that's comfortable playing away from home?
Yeah, I think that's what we haven't had the last few years. Is they've been really tough non-conference series in February and March, and that's where that 1-10 start came from last year. Yet they were one of the final four teams playing in the conference tournament. So to get off to this 6-1 start this season, to not have to play Southern Miss in Biloxi or Pensacola, I mean, this is something that we all need to celebrate. That Nichols has played so well against high-power, power-five programs, but Southern Miss has just had their number in Mississippi and in Florida in the last 2 years when we've played them. I'm not saying this is a bigger game than LSU. You would never say that. But Nichols has historically played LSU really tight, really close. It happened again this year. This is the big barometer for me, that you're playing a team that's 54-11 in Conference USA the last 3 years. They're on a seven-game winning streak. They're 6-0 in Conference USA this year. They outscored Old Dominion 34-4 this past weekend. If you can put together a nice showing tonight, now you've got back-to-back road series against a struggling Lamar team and then the defending conference tournament champs in Northwestern State. This is when all of that work in February and March to establish your rotation, to establish your pecking order in your bullpen, and then to find a lineup that works, this is when you should really see it pay dividends. And the only big issue with this lineup has been at second base, where there's been a bit of a revolving door. But Waylon LeBlanc is a sophomore from Hanville. He's finally healthy. He played in his first three games of the season this weekend. He started all three, and he made three really tremendous defensive plays at second and executed everything that Nichols needed him to do. When they required a little late-inning small ball, he was laying down bunts and advancing runners. That back of the order has been hit or miss, and now you feel like Nichols has been able to figure out a formula that works. This is the week where we will see what it looks like against the Lamar team that just has not been able to find their way under a new coach. And we may have a couple games played on a Saturday and Sunday with the way this weather forecast is looking for all of us in the Gulf Coast and Southeast Texas this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's wrap up, obviously, with tonight's game against Southern Miss. Again, 6:30 here on ESPN New Orleans. My Golden Eagles, look, they start out the season and were ranked. They were good.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
don't,
well, no,
don't,
what?
I'm don't
just,
do that.
But I'm just, are they good? I don't know. I'm asking you, like, when you look at this team, what's been sort of the issue? I mean, I had them, you know, going to Omaha, so I want to know what's wrong.
They scored 36 runs against us the last 2 years. I'm glad that their offense was ridiculous the last two seasons, and that's why they've been a super regional team. But pitching this season, they've got a 2.9 ERA. That's 13th in the country. As I mentioned, Nichols has given up 3.1 runs a game. They're top 25. Southern Miss doesn't walk anybody. They don't give up home runs. And now their offense has been ridiculous as they draw a lot of walks. They get hit by a lot of pitches, and they've been excellent at extra base hits. They were off to a bad start this year. 9-6 is terrible for Southern Miss, but now they've been able to win these seven games in a row, and it hasn't been close. They blew out La Tech in two of their three games in Ruston, and now to come back and win 34-4 at home against Old Dominion. It's Scott Barry, it's, you know, Southern Miss baseball at its best, but they don't have some of those just big bangers in the middle of their lineup like they did the last few years. Pitching and defense, something we love oh so much in Thibodeau, and that's become the specialty for Southern Miss this season. Who knows? Sounds like another great 4-3 game that'll be decided on the last at bat, like so many Nichols games have been decided this season.
Yeah, and I was going to say that, Brian, as we close up here, speaking with Brian Johnson, voice of the Colonels, how nice is it like, look, recruiting purposes and things of that nature, like, I know for a fact there's a ton, and you know this, there's a lot of locals that wind up going to Southern Miss, just an hour and a half up on the road. There's a lot of folks from this area that wind up going to Nichols as well. The importance of being able to play here on the neutral site, as you said, not the really nice park over there in Mississippi, but here in Metairie, how nice can this be for both schools, especially for Nichols?
Oh, I love it. And I will make one little quick point to what you just said. There are almost as many Minnesotans on Southern Miss's roster as there are in the Pelican State. It's crazy. They have not recruited South Louisiana or Louisiana that hard. They get most of their players from Mississippi, and it works. You know, it's whatever formula works for you. Mm-hmm. But for the Nichols crew, we've got a lot of out-of-state parents that haven't left from this weekend. They just kind of moved themselves from Thibodeau to New Orleans Sunday night. They've been hanging out in the city and ready to get a little 504 baseball. But this is why Coach Tibb did it. He had initially scheduled this game for last year. It was going to be against Mississippi State. Then we were able to change it and get Mississippi State to come to Thibodeau. We played Southern Miss in fall ball back in October, and this was a big agreement for our program to get Coach Berry to lock up this deal where you can play a neutral site game. Technically, it's listed as a home game for us, but you know you're playing a neutral game. You get to do it in a AAA park. You've got your New Orleans contingency there, and there's just something special about being in New Orleans on game day.
Brian Johnson, we'll hear you tonight, 6:30. I'm going to try to make my way over there and see you, man. As always, appreciate your time. We'll talk again next week.
Yep, I'll lock the broadcast booth. You're not allowed.
You know, don't worry. Tim Grubbs already does that. Me and Pepito locked ourselves out in the middle of an inning during a Baby Cakes game, and we missed the first two outs of the inning as we tried to get in back into the booth. So be careful. Be careful.
Thank you, and valuable information as always.
It is. Just turn the knob before you get out. Just promise me. Thank you, Brian. God. Yep. Bye. At Brian Johnson, one's the way to follow on Twitter. Why are you shaking your head? I had nothing to do with
only
that.
Only you.
What do you mean only me? I'm assuming that the door doesn't lock. I mean, why would they be locked? Why would you lock the door during a game?
And you expect to be throwing the first pitch.
Absolutely. And it's going to be a strike right down the middle, and you will hear the mitt pop. You will hear the mitt pop with carrying a 2-year-old on my left arm.
I'd bet that Carver could throw the ball further than you.
You know what? You're disrespectful.
He might laugh at
his
dad.
He's not going to laugh at his dad. He holds his dad in high regards. Okay? Now, if I can just get him to wear a Cub cap. Wears every other type of hat but a ball cap. He has no idea what's coming Thursday.
Maybe he just doesn't
day.
Like the Cubs.
I got a shirt for him.
He doesn't like the Cubs.
I got shorts. He's got a hat, and he will wear all three on Thursday.
Does he like the color blue?
He does. No. He likes red, too. Cubs are red and blue. So there you go.
He likes red more, so that means he's an Atlanta Falcon.
I'm telling you, this pen's going in your eyeball at some point the rest of the show. We got a segment left. Before we go on, I will throw
this pen. Oh, and he likes the Cardinals.
You. Okay, now, look, you can claim Falcons. Yeah, exactly. Now you start doing that.
He does like red.
Sports Hangover continues next. Final segment, don't go anywhere. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Home and Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Home and Credit have up to 30 years' experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Metairie Favorite has been reborn. the Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
With warmer weather just around the corner, it's the perfect time to tackle that brake job. Replacing your brake pads? It might be time to replace your rotors, too. Our Duralask brake bundle has the proven tough pads and rotors you need to do the complete job. Started at only $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. Eddie Farrell, like he did on Friday, probably out and about enjoying one too many Guinness, enjoying the beautiful weather. I don't blame you, Coach. I honestly don't. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing fine. What a beautiful day again, huh?
Yeah, no, I hear you. Irish numbers, Coach says he thought it was 245. A 1-4 looked the same after five Guinness. I get it. look, I did play a little preview from ESPN from Sir Ian Drake and Taylor Twillman on previewing this one. And the two things that stood out to me that I'm going to ask you about is, one, this is not Ecuador. This is a much better team. Obviously, the U.S. getting ready for the Gold Cup, and what is Copa America, the winners is Chile. So this is a much better squad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no question about it. So the game's going to have to be approached differently. You know, Berhalter's been trying to implement his style of play. He had a lot of possession in the last game, and, you know, the players can get out there with a little bit of room, look really good, and it looks like everything's going well so far, but a different test today. Depending on how seriously they take the game, and I think they will take it very seriously, but Chile is, you know, player for player, just a superb team. A little unfortunate recently with no World Cup appearance the last time, but have been very dominant in South America, which is one of the, you know, top continents in the world for soccer. So different game today. Let's see how he adjusts. He'll be, you know, wanting to implement his game, but he's going to have to be tactically a little bit smarter on the defensive side of the ball and the risk that they take. And, you know, it's going to be quite enjoyable to see this whole process unfold as we go forward.
Yeah, I know it takes a little bit, and I was trying to explain to the intern here. I get it, and I understand it takes some time before we even get to qualifications for the Cup and all that, but it starts, as we said on Friday when we had you on, it really starts with these games to kind of try to find what roster you want so you can start sending them in to the Gold Cup and things of that nature. And, look, we've talked before on this show for the last 2 years about Christian Pulisic, and it's almost been built to the hope of American soccer. So I thought it was interesting that Taylor Twillman today said he needs to get back to having fun. Now, this is the first time he's really facing adversity. It's been a long time in U.S. friendlies or anything that he's actually scored, and that he might be better being away from traffic and being on the outside rather than in the middle. He seems uncomfortable. So kind of touch on those two things. What is Taylor talking about in trying to get him space? But also, more importantly, are you seeing his play different since – maybe perhaps the pressure and the transfer to Chelsea?
Yeah, look, yeah. So Taylor's spot on, by the way. You know, once you feel that pressure and the weight's on your shoulders, everything about the USA, we were talking about Pulisic the whole time, and he's the future of the game, and massive pressure being put on the kid. And when he says, like, play, you know, have fun and play, and, you know, play on the right wing maybe a little bit where you get a bit more room, you know, to take people on one-on-one and do what he does best and look, you know, super. I think Taylor's spot on. I think he needs to do that. The kid needs to enjoy. He's only a kid, by the way. The kid needs to enjoy the game. He needs to blossom in the game, and he doesn't need that weight on his shoulders. The best we'll get out of him is when he steps on the pitch, looks around, smells the grass, looks at the crowd and says, give me the ball and let me play. And he gets that encouragement from his coach. And, you know, changing coaches, new environments, if you bring that into the team and it's, you know, the right positive atmosphere to be in, and if you believe that that coach, one, gives you an opportunity to win games with the U.S., and two, has the ability to make you a better player, you're going to play for him. So Taylor Twellman is spot on, as usually he is, And I look forward to seeing this player blossom for the U.S. and become, you know, so good for us.
It's one of the reasons, Coach, speaking with Kenny Farrell, as to why I told Jordan here, like, keep an eye on this. Again, it's one of these games I want to see. This is a good opponent, and we're sort of building this roster to kind of get going. And they're more than just Christian in terms of talent-wise here. I'm going to ask you this, too. Look, Tim Howard was a huge reason this team in the past had a chance to win or even won games in big-time competition. Yeah. Who are the goalies here for Team USA? Because that's, to me, probably, you can talk about Christian scoring. Who's going to be the guy that takes over Tim Howard as the keeper for the U.S. over the next several, cups here?
Yeah, you know what? That question, you're going to stump me on it, because I don't think there is one that is at the level of those other goalkeepers right now. I think that's yet to be determined, and he's going to have to rotate them, see who's playing in the best leagues, and who's getting, who's in the most intense situation, whether it be overseas or in the United States, and who's handling it best. But you are exactly right. One of the reasons, there was a couple of reasons, but one major reason that the U.S. had a lot of success was because of the ability of the goalkeeping, Tim Howard particularly, and keeping him in games where they could have been 1-0 down and they end up winning it. Donovan goes up and scores in the last minute and wins 1-0, those kind of things. We're not there yet. I think the rotation has to happen of goalkeepers and find which one that you're going to be most comfortable with, but I'm not yet prepared to determine who that is. It may be someone from outside this three right now.
That's kind of a big deal, right? Because, I mean, Tim Howard, when you take a look at what he did for the U.S. men's national team, I mean, you can't really put into words how many of those key stops and things that he did. I mean,
even the teams that go on and win World Cups and go to semifinals, they have those keepers. They could be losing games. It's so important that, that one or two opportunities that a team gets against you, even if you're the best in the world, that, you can stop it or it's not going to happen. If you start playing from 1-0 down, it's a different game. You've got to open up that a team can exploit you. If it's 0-0, you can nip it off. It's just a different game, and it's so important to get that position correct. And I don't know that we're there yet. I really don't. And I think that's something that has to be looked at. We've got players that are coming up.
Got about 45 seconds here. What was the one thing that folks like me should be paying attention to tonight?
I think, first of all, I want to get an understanding of how happy the camp is right now. I want to see if they're playing with a smile on their face. I want to see what the work rate is like when they don't have the ball. I'd like to see the communication between the players. The players are the players right now. This is what we have. You have to groom them to go ahead and be successful at international level, at the top international level. But we can get a sense for the mood, win or lose. Let's get a sense for the mood, and let's get a sense for, do they believe in their ability, and do they believe in this group going forward, and do they think they have a chance going forward? That tone is being set right now by the coach. Let's see if it continues against this quality opposition. And even if they lose the game, let's see if they can compete, if they're confident enough to do, and let's see if they're playing with a smile on their face, and then that'll make us all enjoy it, and then we'll know we're going in the right direction.
Good stuff. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you joining us. Let's talk a little bit later about what's going on with the Jesters and why you're a chairman of, right below right there, Major League Soccer, what the big plans of soccer in New Orleans is all about. So let's do that one day, right?
We'll agree on the right time. I don't know where we get time to talk to you, even.
Yeah, well, I hear you. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, bud.
Yep, Take care. Bye. I'm looking forward. So did the coach explain enough for you to at least to kind of pay attention to a little bit today?
Yeah, he gave me a little bit more knowledge on what to expect.
Yeah, exactly. Just 3-4 minutes. What am I looking for? Look, anytime you see competition at its highest level, that's what I kind of like to do. And I've grown to love the sport a little bit more in terms that it is difficult. I mean, it is difficult to score a point or a goal, And I used to be the one who went, how can something be nothing at the end of a game and be exciting? It actually can. The more you watch it. I'm giving you a homework assignment today. You're going to break down the game for us tomorrow.
I got too much homework already.
You know what? You're a joke. Anyway, thanks for everybody stopping by. Tim Grubbs, Kenny Farrell, Brian Johnson, Todd Graffanini, and you, Tulane head basketball coach Ron Hunter. We'll chat with you tomorrow. Hump Day. Up next is Matt Moscone after further review. Thanks for listening on ESPN New Orleans.